Hey, Sporky's Editing Dan here. I know it's been a while, but I just wanted to make another announcement before I forgot. I just wanted to give a quick shout-out to David over at movieposters.com. Not a paid sponsor, but David and I had a brief exchange, and I just wanted to say, hey, super quality business, super quality content, super quality stuff. They sell movie posters, obviously a wide array. I just got an ex-movie poster from him. It said 2 to 3 weeks, got here in 4 days, so love that. Quality itself is fantastic. I can't wait to frame it and hang it myself. So again, not a paid sponsor, but I just wanted to give him a quick shout out and enjoy the episode, guys. And I'm going to link it down below. If you want movie posters, go ahead and check them out. Thank you again. Enjoy the episode. Hey, Sporkies. Welcome back to another iteration of Spork Feeding. So I'm joined by the whole cast and crew, and they'll list themselves off one by one and go.
Gavin.
Hey, John.
Chelsea.
Perfect. So today, from what I've gathered, March, and at least from my personal stance and John's personal stance, March has been a bit of a rough one. So we're taking it way back. We're taking it super chill this week. No research done whatsoever. If you follow us on Instagram, at Bloody Spork, or on Twitter, at Bloody Spork Pod, you'll have seen we prompted you guys to ask us or let us know about some creepy media from maybe when you were growing up, maybe something you don't think others know about as heavily. Some of you read that part, some of you did not, and that's okay. Before we get into the specifics, though, we'll go around the room. John, I asked you last week, sorry, I don't care about your March anymore. Gavin, how's your March been thus far?
Damn.
You know, what's today, Thursday? I already got over 50 hours of work this week, so it's tough. That's how it's my tough March around. Has been.
that check is coming in strong, though.
Yeah, and facts. That,
me personally, I work with Chelsea, so I kind of have a rough estimate on how her March is going. Either way, you want to tell us anything else about your March?
If anybody wants to send me money, I'll take it.
There you go. Perfect.
that goes for all of us, by the way.
It kind of just applies to the show.
Yeah.
Feel free to swipe up on any Bloody Spork story and say, hey, I'll Venmo you $10. Thank you. I'll split it four ways. You can trust me. Either way.
I'll send you a baggie of the Wawa mocha, whatever that shit is Dan drinks every day.
Thank you.
Maple waffle
coffee. We'll find something to trade you with.
Perfect. Yeah, nice bartering system.
Yeah.
Either way, we're talking creepy media from when we were kids. So I'm going to start off, we're just going to rattle off the Instagram entries that we got first and foremost. Maybe there's a video edition of this. Maybe. I don't know. Skype's weird. But before, geez Louise, so scatterbrained. Before I get that actually big Bloody Spork announcement from all four of us, April 15th, Gavin, what's the official name of it so I don't butcher it?
It is the, so it's like a series of convention dates they do throughout the year. It is the Monster Mania Show, and it's going to be in Hunt Valley, Maryland.
And it's going to be all four of us are going to be there. We're not going to have like a stand or anything, but we're going to be there at least. All four of us will definitely be there on Saturday. Not so sure about Sunday. Gavin and I potentially might also go Sunday. That's up in the air. But for those of you that don't already know us and see us every other day, if you want to meet us, you can go ahead and meet us at the con that Gavin just mentioned. And I'll link it as well down below if you want to get tickets yourself. So like I said,
be not on the lookout sponsored. For
that. Not sponsored. Be on the lookout for us.
We can be though.
I will indefinitely have stickers by then, and I'll just keep a whole fat little baggie in my pocket. I mean, and you know, you come up, you get a sticker. It's that simple.
That's a strong claim, Dan. You want to have stickers by then?
I'll have a different fat baggie in my pocket.
Oh, come on. I don't know if you can say that.
This is that kind of show.
We're in 2023. July 1st or June 1st, either or, legalized.
We're outside, brother.
We are outside.
Some of us have the card already. I'm good.
Yeah, we're going to start, I think we're starting off with a super deep cut. Gavin suggested and given us a motherboard from Cyberchase. I remember Cyber Chase. Cyber Chase was like a PBS program, and so it was supposed to be educational and fun for kids. But if you saw a motherboard,
you know. Oh, we didn't have it like that, bro. We had to watch WB Kids, PBS Kids.
Yep.
You know, mm-hmm. it wasn't Fox. Always Nickelodeon and Cartoon Network back in the day. Mm-hmm. I remember we had DirecTV for like 2 years, and then we just didn't have it anymore. And I was like, well, mm-hmm. shit. So it was just all public television after that. So it was pretty scarring to wake up in the morning, go downstairs, turn on the TV. I hear a pigeon talking like Gilbert Godfrey. And then next thing you know, these three kids get sucked into a computer, and it is the scariest picture of a woman I've ever seen in my life. Telling these kids to save the internet, basically.
Or
with their mathematical
what the consequences
ability.
Are, we don't know.
Yeah, right. What, like, are they just stuck there if they don't?
Is the world going to end? I don't know.
Y2K undertones? Like, who knows? I'm so confused. Yeah.
I have no idea what this is.
And through the power of their mathematical Chelsea. Skills and I think that was it. It was just math that they primarily, I don't think there was like other skills tested.
No, it wasn't like technology too, was it? It wasn't like programming and shit.
Bro, it's all a fever dream at this point.
No, go ahead, Gavin.
Oh, I was going to say, have you guys ever been to Port Discovery?
Yes.
Because
child.
This show was just like an animated version of that place. It's like anytime I would watch this show, I would just think I was watching things happen inside of Port Discovery. So it was it's just a weird mind mess puzzle whenever I think about this shit.
Yeah.
So fun fact, there is a cyberspace wiki, and it says she has three relatives. She has an ex-husband, apparently.
Beast.
Her son's name is Hacker. But the enemy's name is also Hacker, so I guess that is the same person. So I don't know if Motherboard is actually a good guy or a bad guy. I can't tell.
I guess they just
Hacker's
like,
a bad guy.
They couldn't afford any other writers.
For Super a hot sec, I forgot what we were talking about, and I wondered who the hell named their kid Hacker.
Yeah, man.
Well, PBS, the super creative basically. Creators of this PBS show.
Yeah, and
I mean,
honestly,
I just totally forgot what we were talking about for a second. Just gone.
If you look up Motherboard from Cyber Chase on Google, you then get into people who want to cosplay as her, and I think that's where your real fear stems from. But without further ado, the next one we had listed, if I can actually pull it up in order. Courage the Cowardly Dog. So this is where I said, you know, people don't know about it. What can't be said about Courage? I'd say every villain is almost nightmare fuel in their own way. So let us know if you want the next Spork Feeding to be a Courage the Cowardly Dog extensive enemy tier list.
Oh my god, I would
re-watch
love that.
The whole show. Don't play with me.
Currently watching King of the Hill, but I'll switch.
Right, yeah. Chelsea, our resident sculptor, has a physically made little Courage a Cowardly Dog. Pretty spot on, actually.
I did good, guys. You know, I did good.
I think
it's really good. Go pay her for it.
Yeah.
For real.
Do that.
I think Courage is pretty surface layer, so not too much to discuss about, but like any tried and true. The one I remember distinctly is he goes to like literally a motel and the other characters are giant roaches, and then he's like going through rooms, and then there's a little girl with her back turned playing violin, and then she turns around and just jump scare, literally a jump scare in a children's cartoon show. And that one is like a core memory of mine.
The great thing about Courage was it fell right in line with the shows before it and the shows after it. So like all of the absolutely absurdly grotesque, like, still frames that would come in Ed, and Eddie and other shows like that would happen in Courage, and then the shows following like Flapjack and Chowder, they all like Courage was the only
Ren
one
and Stimpy
meant to
started
be scary.
It
well yeah even earlier than yeah right like
yeah but
like,
I, but Courage ended up a little more mainstream
and it was the only one that was like meant to be scary.
Yeah, I feel like Ren and Stimpy was meant to be more like crude.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. But they did like the really gross like still frames and shit. It was
Yeah.
And then SpongeBob adopted it.
And I think it further extends. For what it's worth, I'll briefly mention like Regular Show, because Regular Show was originally meant to be like a transition cartoon from regular Cartoon Network to Adult Swim, and then they just kind of made it full Cartoon Network. But even then, it was still a little touchy. And like, I rewatched Regular Show like 2 or 3 times now, and like the Halloween episode, some of the Halloween episodes are pretty spooky. Like towards the end, like latter seasons, the scary tales that they end up telling, like okay. Shit.
Dude,
have you
I'll
seen SpongeBob as a Flying Dutchman?
Episode.
What?
The Flying Dutchman.
I don't want the Flying... I remember the one Flying Dutchman episode where he's trying to scare SpongeBob for an entire episode.
Oh, that's such a good one.
Do you remember when SpongeBob was dressing up as a Flying Dutchman for the Halloween episode and he, like, Patrick shaved him down? Or no, he's trying to be a ghost and they had the clogs on... or something,
Patrick
shaved his head down to make him shape more like a ghost, but then he takes it off and it's just a brain. His fucking brain shaved all the sponge off.
That's the episode where SpongeBob squares... No, Squidward scares
Hashley
SpongeBob
and, Slasher
and says,
that. Sorry.
I'm here for your pickle.
I'm here for your pickle.
Yeah. They're the souls.
And that one comes in from Jordan. Thank you, Jordan. Jordan's going to feature on one episode. One of these spork feedings is going to be about ancient civilizations. And it's not even going to be a spork feeding episode. It's just going to be Jordan talking for like an hour straight. So I hope you're ready for that. Be on the lookout. Whenever Jordan's ready to make his big bloody spork appearance, we'll be ready for
him. Who's Jordan?
Jordan's another friend of ours that Gavin and I went to school with.
He's an accountant.
That's nice.
He's an accountant. Good for him. He's in math.
But it's going to be it's going to be my Ancient Alien History Channel knowledge versus his Joe Rogan podcast, you know, knowledge. So
wow.
It's going to be a real battle of the brains.
There's a lot of dick swinging, isn't it?
Something
like
that.
It's going to be great.
The next chronological entry was another Gavin one. He specifically mentioned him from Powerpuff Girls. And now I gotta be honest, I was not a big Powerpuff Girl watcher in my time. So I cannot.
Dude. I loved it so much.
I cannot attest to the creepiness of him. I do not know. So Gavin will have to just lead the way.
Okay, so everyone else here knows him. But the main thing with him. Yes, he looks a little creepy. I confirmed it is a male, by the way. Very flamboyant male.
Oh, really?
On the wiki, it's like confirmed. And he looks like the devil. He's like described as the ruler of evil, like all this king of darkness, all this stuff. And the, you know how Powerpuff Girls had the narrator for most of the show?
Yeah.
It was like... way worse when the narrator was describing him than any of the other villains. But anyway, when him would show up, it would play this absolutely like nerve-wracking theme music that I'm not going to try to imitate into the microphone and ruin the podcast. But if Dan could clip like 10 seconds of it and put it in. Guys remember it, but and then he would talk in like auto-tune echoing high pitch nonsense. That's what
his
got
voice,
me. The voice was creepy.
Yeah,
his voice was so overwhelming because it was like three people layered on top of each other talking at the same time. It was awful.
Yes, well, I love it when you girls fight.
I think you should fight more often. Bubbles, don't cry, little one. I'm here for you.
And like, for a freaking cartoon about three little girls with superpowers, he might have been one of the most menacing villains in cartoon history. Which is
oh, dude, he he would like beat the shit out of them every time.
Okay, so I have the wiki pulled up, and I'm just gonna read off the list of his powers because it is the longest list I've ever seen. Size alteration, transformation, mind control, telekinesis, acid spit, eye beams, energy blast, invulnerability, flight, teleportation, resurrection, dream manipulation, reality warping, weather control, possession, animation, and negative feeling empowerment.
That's a really high-level wizard.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. I guess you can say that.
And he's just fucking with three super-powered little girls.
Yep. Just tormenting them.
Meanwhile, that's they'll good. Fight him on Saturday, and then on Sunday they fight the broccoli monsters. You know, it's like the level,
Fuzzy
the power
Lumpkin.
Levels.
Is him the strongest iteration of the devil in any media presentation ever?
I think definitely stronger than the biblical devil.
Without a doubt. Without
easily.
A doubt. Definitely.
I don't think Satan shot out eye beams.
Definitely dude. Stronger than that dumbass devil in that stupid witch movie that Gavin and I don't okay, talk yes. about anymore.
I don't know like what you're to, talking about.
I would like to look at the power list of the biblically canonical devil.
Yeah, does somebody just have that? Is that a part of the Bible? I'm not sure.
Does he have negative feeling empowerment? Because, you know, I gotta yeah. know.
Does he encourage general depression? Is that what happens?
Yeah, do they do, like, power scaling in the Bible?
Okay, if you Googled that, I guarantee you that there would be some dissertation PhD talk piece on that. So
I'm looking at it right now.
Power scaling in the Bible? Hey, man.
It is not. It is nothing specific. It literally just says Satan is an immensely powerful being.
Not as strong as him.
Not as strong as him.
He's not him.
Yeah.
He is not him.
And so when Gavin was talking about it and they were just like, oh, his name's him. I was like, huh?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
There was a whole confusion in the group chat.
What does that even... I get it. Yeah, I get and it then, now.
And then
I
John just says, the devil now. Is him. John, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that seemed like negative thought encouragement or whatever the hell you just said.
I felt like it was a Three Stooges bit.
All right, so the next one I think might be another deep cut because unfortunately it's another fever dream memory I have. This one comes in from Malik. Thank you, Malik. He wrote the Mr. Meaty Show used to creep him out.
Yes.
And it's just really grotesque puppet show that Nick did for some reason. And I only ever remember the first, I think it's the very first episode. They have like a goth girl puppet come and order food.
Oh, yeah, you would
and
remember
she's got,
that.
And she has like, I think she has a septum piercing. And one of the main characters asks her, like, how do you pick your nose with that thing? Only thing I remember from the entire show, other than it being absolutely disgusting.
I need to confess something very dark.
Oh, God.
I really enjoyed that show as a kid, man.
Mr. Meaty Rule 34.
I just don't know, man. I am very into like puppetry. So just seeing puppets for half an hour, I was like, yeah, I'm locked in.
Okay. All right.
I love puppets too. I get it.
Okay, the only next entry's mine. So I'm gonna, oh, sorry, go ahead.
Gavin. No, I was going to say, the only episode I remember of this was when he had a tapeworm.
And so I had to Google. So good.
I just Googled Mr. Meaty tapeworm, and this might be the last episode I'm on. This is fucking grotesque.
You're saying that. He's next week, fellas. Don't worry. He'll be here. I promise.
He'll be back.
Instant regret.
They always come back.
Destroying my computer.
The next entry is mine, and in order to fill some time, I'm going to digress from the puppets really quickly, because I feel like they're relative. I'm not a fan, in general, of claymation, and claymation gets me. And so, like, the original, like, Wallace and Gromit movies, or even, like, 2000 Chicken
Really?
Run. Yeah, dude, I can't.
Really?
That old claymation, I can't. Like, Coraline
Nightmare Before Christmas?
Nightmare Before Christmas is fine, obviously.
What
are the big ones? I'm trying to think.
Chicken Run.
James and the Giant Peach.
Flushed Away.
Fuck no. What the hell?
You don't like James and the Giant Peach?
You don't like James, bro?
Claymation, man. Claymation gets me, man.
I love it.
You know what? This is so interesting because my girlfriend is the same way. We can't watch anything with claymation in it. And I just don't get it. Is it the clay?
It's just like something about it. Just like the first
fan of fine particles.
Thank you.
It's not fine if granulated.
The first claymation I remember watching and like being okay with, and this isn't going to make any sense because I just dissed Wallace and Gromit, but was Flushed Away.
You make me sick.
Is that actually Flushed claymation, away? Though?
What's that?
That's like CGI, technically.
Yeah, which is CGI claymation.
Which is why my brain just accepts it.
That's fair.
But
you are a different generation. You really are.
Phobia.
Is it claymation? A fear of
seriously? Lutomotophobia is the irrational aversion to or fear of claymation or stop motion animation.
That's fair.
Huh.
Yeah. You know.
I don't like when people chew.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Relative. But, and it's, like I said, really just like the original Wallace and Gromit. I distinctly remember. I think you just don't like
that movie. I think that's
whichever
what it is.
Whichever one where they're like hunting a giant bunny, that can't do it.
Oh, that's such a good movie.
I've never watched the show.
Have you seen the three like shorter ones?
No.
The Wrong Trousers. Oh, the one with the moon is cheese. The one with the penguin with the little thing on its head. Good.
Chelsea's very upset.
I'm also very upset. I love it.
I sent my brother a Gromit like bobblehead.
I remember.
You're not rocking with Shaun the Sheep, bro?
I was about to say that, actually.
Shaun the Sheep.
Shaun the Sheep was a very short thing on Disney, and I remember Shaun the Sheep. Shaun the Sheep geeked. Shaun the Sheep was okay. Shaun the Sheep, I let slide. But regardless, my actual entry, nightmare fuel. So this is, I don't think this is too deep a cut. Honeycombs used to have a mascot, and this little guy kind of looks like an off-brand Tasmanian devil plus something else. Plus,
he looks like the kid from the Wild Thornberries that just goes, blah, 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 blah.
That plus the little furball creature from Barnyard that they kept in most of the movie. So combo, and honestly, really quickly, immediate entry, that furball from the Barnyard movie. Because
hey, that's when it actually Barnyard pops is some out of the... Kevin James' best work.
I agree. I love that movie.
When that little thing is released from the crate and it has just like hands or legs or whatever, and it's just like flipping all around with his little furry body, I'm just like, get the fuck off my screen. All right.
I'm not a big fan of furry creatures.
Barnyard 2005.
Oh, terrible animation. Did not want to watch it.
Whoa.
Cinematic masterpiece.
Before we
what about the TV show?
Animation, man. Claymation, great, but like newer animation, not a fan.
It was 2005.
It's too much. Kevin
James.
It's too much.
Like I said, Kevin James.
Quality. I mean, I love Kevin James. Give me King of Queens any day. Paul Blart, love it.
Mm-hmm.
Not Barnyard.
Back at the Barnyard, also quality television.
Oh, great cartoon. Great cartoon.
I love that show.
Good stuff. You should let your children watch it.
True. So, to get back on topic, Honeycomb had a mascot for some fucking reason, and it's this little furball with giant bugged-out eyes. And I think what gets me the most is that it's very clearly a man in the costume, because they let his, like, human legs be very visible and walk around and, like, let him have two arms that kind of just, like, stick straight out. And I don't even think he can really bend them. And I don't remember anything about him other than what he looks like. And just, like, why are you trying to market to children with this fucking monstrosity?
I loved it.
I hated it, man.
I have a picture on my phone. I've definitely taken a screenshot of that. Recently.
No way.
I eat honeycombs. I like honeycombs. But I don't fuck with Brody. And mind you, his name? Crazy Craven.
The Craver.
What the fuck?
He's a craving monster. I get it.
This guy came out in 1995.
I hate that.
Oh my god, you guys weren't even born.
Nah, man.
Huh?
I'm so old.
Yeah, sorry.
No, but by the time I was alive, they were still airing those commercials.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure. That's why.
I hate, every time I saw those commercials, I just turned the TV off. I never wanted to eat honeycombs again.
Exactly. That's the problem.
Terrible marketing. It did the opposite.
While we're on the topic of cereals, did you guys fuck with Waffle Crisps?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
We still do.
Okay.
In this house, we still do.
Yeah, honestly. I can't even think of another bad... Like, it's just him that they really decided to go all in.
Well, remember when they fucked up Toucan Sam?
Mm-hmm,
and he was, like, super, like, just ridiculously stupid looking for like 3 years, and then they just went back. Yeah, let me see if I can find it.
Or do you guys remember Apple and Cinnamon?
Yes, yeah. Actually. See, those guys were chill. Those that made
apparently
me
Cinnamon
eat.
Is just cinnamon now because it was like
the apple was
yeah
not chill.
Because it's racially insensitive.
But is it? He's a cinnamon stick, and like Rastafarians exist.
They do.
That's representation. True. I don't know why it's offensive.
It's just.
I don't know who voices
maybe
him,
it. Maybe
it
was because of the voice.
Guy. Probably not, but we can hope.
That's probably the actual issue, is that it's just some white man doing a really bad impression.
What if he got an actual Rastafarian person to do it?
Look, you're pitching to the wrong people. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah,
so
man.
I don't know.
Know what their whole beef was, man.
They changed Toucan Sam to look like a Steven Universe character for like 2 years, and then they just went back to the normal...
The irreparable damage Steven Universe did to society for a while
still continues to do to society
to this
arguably,
day
and Cartoon Network tier lists.
Well, that's fucking weird. I never saw that,
but
yeah, it's awful.
I think the true villain here is when Trix decided to go from fruit shaped crisps to just the little balls instead.
Yeah.
But they transitioned back. They got rid of the
Trix
rabbit,
Trix is trash
too.
Anyway.
They got rid of the rabbit?
Apparently, yeah. But they have transitioned back to the fruit shapes at the very least.
We'll transition back to the rabbit.
give us the rabbit.
Do you guys remember Trix yogurt?
Yeah.
I do remember that. Mm-hmm.
That was really
it was in
good.
Like the cup you were supposed to squeeze, right?
It was the cup, and then like in it had sprinkles in the top. You had to like... open the foil, and then you dump the sprinkles in?
Called, like, a crush cup or something.
Mm, interesting. Yeah, we were broke, so I ain't got that.
Oh, I never got them.
I just saw them.
I never actually tried one, but I
walked past them in Aldi's and then picked up the off-brand Activia and put it in the cart.
The off-brand expired Activia right next to it, yeah.
We were middle class for a while in my family. We got that.
I hear you. So, yeah, crazy craving. Get fucked, little bro. I'm not interested in what you're selling. Next entry comes in from Ryan. Thank you, Ryan. Ryan gave us a classic. He dropped the cool Furbies reference. I agree.
Oh, Lord.
My in the realm of Furbies, I'll just say, like, any random collectibles along those lines. My mom likes to collect porcelain glass baby dolls, and I put them in the same tier, basically, of just pure nightmare fuel. And, like, Furbies were scary enough because Furbies are what inspired the Gremlins, basically, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Gremlins were absolutely before Furbies.
I don't
Were
think
they?
So.
When did Furbies come out?
That was, like, Furbies 90s, man.
No way.
Gremlins was 80s.
Oh, yeah, no. Furbies came out in 98. You're right.
Oh, I guess then it's the opposite.
And not Gremlins. Gizmo, specifically, would have inspired Furbies.
That's true. True. Sorry. My fault. My Gremlins
oh, God.
Is a little outdated.
I should have never Googled Furbies.
Yeah, this is some gross shit.
There's
I
have
an account on Instagram that posts creepy Furby videos. Great.
The scary thing was that they had the eyes that could close when you turned them on their back.
Yeah.
And my grandmother thought it was a good idea to get one, just one, for Blake and I, my brother. And I was just like, I don't want this. So I just left it at her house, but then ultimately what she did with it was put it on a shelf over the bed that I slept on. So it
oh,
wasn't
no.
any... just the situation just escalated and got worse.
I'll do it.
I've gone down the Furby rabbit hole. I'm now seeing one made of human flesh.
This one says,
well, I gotta check that out.
Accurate Furby. It's a Furby with a million eyes.
I do have to say... there is a great movie called The Mitchells vs. the Machines, and there's a bit in there where they have to fight evil Furbies, and it's one of the best things I think I've ever seen.
Wait, that was on Netflix, right?
So we'll watch that. Yeah.
That was really good. It was very good.
And that was, that's pretty much what Megan was, like, referencing and making fun of in the start of its movie. It was, like, New Age Furbies, basically. I hope they never make a comeback. they all deserve a very... explosion. I can't see
die.
Okay, you guys can. Good for you. So this is a super deep cut. Never heard of it. This one comes in from Renee. She said, We Sing. spelled W-E-E, in Sillyville.
Sillyville.
I'm sorry, that was terrible for audio, but oh my god, yes.
That is such a blown out audio. Oh. I'm going to have to edit so, so hard.
I'm so sorry, but Renee and I are truly our besties. I'm sorry.
And yeah, so I don't know anything about it, but just looking at this high ass tree, I get it. I'd be pretty.
Oh, this is awful.
What is it called again?
We Sing in Sillyville.
Sing in Sillyville. It's W E E Sing as well. Like we,
dude. Everyone in this is off of being, dude.
Yeah, no. I mean, even the main adult woman is giving me the creeps with her fit.
That tree, then, man, it's perked up.
She kind of reminds me of Do you guys remember? Oh God, what was it? Comfy couch, big comfy couch.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
No.
Oh my god, John, ooh, big comfy couch.
What is it? The 60-second cleanup or whatever.
What are you saying?
30-second cleanup. I don't remember what it is.
Oh yeah, I hate that.
She
too.
Did the legs with the clock.
Yeah, and she had her grandma.
I'm not a big fan of the lady from Big Comfy Couch. I don't think that's a good look. I think she's a little scary looking with that clown makeup, basically.
Yeah, nose, clowns. Just the nose. Clowns aren't my thing.
Clowns are just a giant source of fear for my entire life. So
I never understood that.
Chalk that up. But that about does it for our Instagram entry. So thank you again to all those that participated. That's like the most engagement we've had on a prompt thus far. So moving up in the world, what can I say? Without further ado, like I said, super open discussion pretty much. I know Chelsea had... she specifically, Are You Afraid of the Dark as the show? I don't know if she has any specific memories. I know what it is. It was not in my time era to watch on Nickelodeon, but I'm familiar with what it is. So I don't know if you have any specific memories to discuss.
As I thought, when I was thinking of things, I came up with so many deep cuts, and you guys would have no idea what I'm talking about. I don't know what you want me to talk about, if there's anything you have any idea about. But I have a lot now.
Okay.
But anyway, Are You Afraid of the Dark? It was a great show on Nickelodeon. It was a Canadian show. There's actually some actors and stuff that you see in it that are like bigger actors now. I can't remember which ones, but same for Goosebumps, if you didn't know. Ryan Gosling's in one.
What?
And a lot of other people. Like a lot of people were child actors and now they're like big stars. Nice. And they were in that shit. But, yeah, Goosebumps, there was one called, hold on, I wrote it down. It was the Tale of the Crimson Clown. It was like a clown doll that came to life. Kind of reminds me a little bit of like the clown doll in Poltergeist. Scared the shit out of me as a kid. Lost a lot of sleep over that one. also, there's one called The Dead Man's Float, and it's like a guy that died in some like swimming pool in high school. And it's like this... flesh, this like gooey or like falling apart flesh monster thing that comes out of the pool. Like they didn't hold back. They did not hold back then. It was creepy. Dead Man's Float definitely freaked me the fuck out. Like I would think about it in the bathtub and be like, oh my god, that thing's gonna come out. Anytime I was in a pool, I was like, I'm gonna die. But yeah, so that was crazy. But also, I wish I could play these videos for you guys because there's so much shit. You guys should check out Fairy Tale Theater. Mm-hmm. Fairy spelled F-A-E-I-R-I-E.
Okay, the weird way to spell fairy. Got
yeah.
It.
A lot of actors. It was like 1985 or something. Shelley Duvall hosted it.
Oh, wow.
Jesus.
Jeff Goldblum was in an episode. Robin Williams was in some episodes. I used to watch it at my aunt's house, but like looking, uh-huh. I loved it. I never was creeped out by it, but like looking back, I'm like, oh, people would be creeped out by that now.
I mean, Shelley Duvall is bad enough.
Oh God, what is this?
They just did like plays. Like it was like a very detailed, like theatrical show. And they just did plays.
Is that Robin Williams?
Fairy tales.
You're just saying names, John. I don't believe you. Sorry.
No, I'm Googling it right now, man.
I'm calling your
bluff. I swear. All my life, man. Robin Williams is right here. He's in the Frog Prince episode, apparently.
Yep.
He's in my living room.
Yeah, he's right next
Paul
to me, dude.
Rubens in
you
it.
See me on camera.
Rest in peace, Robin Williams.
Rip.
Yeah, a lot of very famous people were in that.
Oh, I see a very racist depiction of an Asian man.
Oh, I'm sure it was not. I'm sure it would not hold up. I'm sure it would not hold up today.
I don't think. Oh, boy. I'm 100% sure 80% of what we mentioned would not hold up.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
Minimum.
Another
thing,
you guys.
I'm pretty sure they even redid him for, like, newer Powerpuff entries.
I would imagine.
I don't know that for sure. I just, when I was looking up him, there was like, it had an original version, like in quotes, like whatever year, and then it had a newer version and a newer design. Not much different, but still newer. So I don't know if they edited him audio-wise for the newer one or not.
Yeah, I never watched any of the new Powerpuff Girls.
Neither have I.
It was awful.
So then I'm not going to watch it.
So I'm throwing the spotlight on John. Because John didn't submit anyone specifically to the
I didn't know we were allowed to submit.
Oh, dude. Hold on. Time out. This is completely out of left field. So when we did the last episode on aliens and you got prompted to do Lovecraftian.
Cthulhu.
Yeah. You said you thought you knew who suggested it. Who do you think suggested it?
I think my buddy Greg suggested that for me.
Can I tell you something right now?
Oh, God.
Gavin suggested it.
Gavin, you threw me under the bus, man. You threw me to the wolves, man.
Hey, man, we needed to talk about it, and I knew that you were the guy to do it.
You know what? I respect that. You swindled me. You played me like a fiddle.
So just wanted to
I'm
throw
not
that
even
out
mad.
There.
I honestly thought we were talking about it. You knew that I... Based on what I was saying, like, you knew it was me.
No.
Wow, boy, funny. I feel like a big dummy.
And it was funny because I run the Instagram account, so I saw that it was Gavin's submission, and I figured, again, yeah, I just figured you knew.
Wow, am I a big idiot?
But, yes, now you may. Go ahead.
Good okay. Sir. So this one's a little bit... This one's from 2009. Has anyone ever heard of the movie Nine?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Golden Theaters.
Thank you, Chelsea,
You're welcome.
I've been holding this movie to myself for my entire life.
Is that the weird little, like, almost sock puppet-looking robot thing?
Yeah,
like, man. Out of burlap or something?
Yeah, it's like a Tim Burton animated movie.
Okay. I remember hearing about it, but I've never seen it.
Well, first off, go watch it, because it's fucking awesome.
Okay.
I don't remember anything about it, to be honest.
It's also incredibly haunting. So, like, I was, like, probably 12 when this movie came out, and I didn't have that much experience with, like, post-apocalyptic media. And so this was kind of my first exposure to that. And basically, a scientist creates a robot, it kills everyone, and then the scientist creates a machine that splits his soul into, like, 9 different, like, sock puppets. Jesus. And they're just hunted by my machines. And, like, most of them die.
You're telling and me so, this like, is a children's apocalyptic movie?
Yeah.
You ever seen Watership Down? Was, like,
yes, unfortunately,
true.
I have seen
Watership Down.
That's another one we could talk about, man.
They made us watch that in class.
Yeah.
After we read
I don't know why.
And when Dan says they, he means...
I mean that I never read the fucking book, but I did watch that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew it was about bunnies, and that was it.
We had a rabbit named Fiverr because of it.
Aw.
We had a rabbit named Fiverr because of it.
Chelsea, I love your rabbit.
Yeah. Did you guys... It's kind of similar to Nine, like, just in, like, the premise, almost a little bit. Did you guys ever see that movie on Netflix, What Happened to Wednesday?
No.
No, haven't heard of it.
Basically, there's 7 twin sisters... But their city, like, made it illegal to be, like, for families that have more than one kid. Mm-hmm. So every day of the week, they were all named a day of the week. And that was the day they got the... Huh?
Septuplets?
If that's 7.
Yeah. Like, 7 twin kids, week. I don't know what that means.
Bro, he just told you he was afraid of Cyber Chase. He doesn't know math. Come on.
Yeah.
He didn't watch Cyber Chase.
I would turn it off once the Guilford Godfrey... pigeon started yelling.
Screaming in your ear for 30 minutes.
Yeah. Every day of the week,
I think he was
one of
the good
guys,
too.
He was a good guy.
Yeah.
One of the sisters would get to, like, go out and live the life of all 7 of them. And then somehow the government finds out or something. And slowly by slowly, each sister gets killed. every day that they go out and then they don't return.
I
think return.
I watched the trailer, but I didn't watch the movie.
Yeah, I mean, it was okay, but it's kind of like how you were saying there's nine of the soul puppet things, and they all just die in the movie. That's what happens to these sisters. They all just get killed. That's like the whole Jesus. Movie.
Dude, what fucking traumatized me, though, about Nine, though, is not only do most of the main characters just, like, die, but when they die, it is, like, the most violent thing I've ever seen, because, like, they get grabbed by the machine, and it sucks their souls out, but it's, like, sucked out of every orifice, so their soul just starts shooting out of their mouth and eyes. It's awful.
They should have done the Oogie Boogie de-veining of the threads.
Oh, yeah.
And my bugs. Falling out.
My bugs.
Yeah, right. I don't know, man. It's just a movie that really that stuck with me my entire life, and I remember especially at the time I really wanted to see it because I was like, "Oh, it's a kids' movie that looks really cool." And then I walked out with like trauma.
Oh, we're talking childhood trauma movies. Happy Feet, fuck you, shit ass movie.
I saw that on New Year's Eve one year.
I was like, "Oh, this movie's gonna be so cool. The freaking penguins are dancing and singing." It's like 20 minutes in, they're like, excommunicated, you fucking shit penguin, you can't sing. And I'm like, this is the worst. I'm sitting in the movie theater crying. And I'm like, what? This is not what I wanted from this movie.
Terrible. I think the penguin was one was like, don't push me because I'm close to the edge. That was the only good thing.
The freaking emperor penguin. The emperor penguin has the six-pack rings on his neck and dies because he's fat.
Yeah.
And it's like, what is this?
I think penguins in Madagascar was much more accurate.
Oh, better movie.
I think the generic premise of the movie Surf's Up was the same thing. He just got exiled.
I love Surf's Up.
I love Surf's Up too, but he just gets exiled because he wants to be a surfer, basically.
And what is it with penguins, dude?
And then he finds the legendary surfer, and Brody just doesn't even fuck with him. Just like, fucked.
Speaking of penguins,
I feel like Chicken Joe for real.
Speaking of penguins, have any of you guys seen the movie Scamper?
Nope. Mm-hmm.
Scamper.
I don't think that's real. Sorry.
Just Google it. Yeah. It was penguins. I just remember it. My grandma made me hot dogs, and I watched it, and it was great.
Speaking of penguins, have you guys seen Planet Earth?
Yeah, I did watch this.
Or maybe Jim Carrey's penguin movie?
No, not Mr. Popper's penguins. No, Scamper the Penguin.
I understand that. I'm just saying the other penguin movie. Jeez.
He's got two? But he's got two penguin movies?
Jim Carrey?
Just talking about Mr. Popper, Hopper, whatever the hell his name is.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't a penguin episode. Fuck.
Scamper looks like one of those, like, Christian movies that you'd have to watch in Sunday school.
Yeah.
That's what this looks like.
It's not, though. It's not. It was like...
Where Scamper finds religion.
It was like one of those services where, like, you got, like, VHSs mailed to you. You would, like, buy... Mm. You would, like, have a catalog, and you just, like... It was, like, Family Home Entertainment or something.
I gotcha.
To keep it relevant, my confession is that I couldn't watch Adult Swim once Robot Chicken became a thing because the intro to Robot Chicken is genuinely the scariest thing I ever watched as a child, and I'm not kidding when I say it legitimately gave me nightmares as a child.
It is upsetting.
Because it was just, like, immediately loud. I believe it was, like, the first show of Adult Swim's transition. Mm-hmm. And, like, I would just want to watch Adult Swim for Family Guy at that age, for the most part. But they would always open with Robot Chicken, and then by the time it was over, I was already sleeping, because it was a school night.
Dude. I
fucking hate
that. You ever watch Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
Everything in me.
Yeah. It wasn't even just, like, about Robot Chicken. It would be, like, it could be any show. You'd be watching fucking Squidbillies, and then it would go to commercial, and it would be, like, a scene from Saw. And you're like, what am I looking at right now?
Yeah.
It's, like, 4 a.m., and there's just, like, a black screen, and then a jump scare, and then the loudest sound humanly possible, and then it just says A.S. And you're like, oh, what?
Oh, well.
This is
just like a fever dream as a commercial.
Yeah, literally.
From my childhood, but do you remember? I think it was The Nun. For marketing of The Nun, it would just, like, for certain trailers, would just start off as a black screen, and it would just be a black screen for 20 seconds, and then it was just a jump scare from The Nun. They pulled it pretty quickly, but it ran for a good, like, 2 weeks, and I saw it at least 3 times. Stupid, man. And I watched a stupid movie. I hate that movie.
Just imagine what kids are going through now, like, with the Smile ad campaign. could you imagine being, like, an 8-year-old watching, like, the Orioles play, and you just see a group of fucking people just, like, smiling behind home plate? I wouldn't be able to watch sports ever again.
Or the alternative being a kid and you're watching 6 20-year-old women dress up as a weird schoolgirl for Meghan's marketing.
Yeah, dancing
at
Good Morning America.
Can I tell you that when I was like 8, there was I looked at a picture in a newspaper and it was this itty bitty clipping of like, it was either like House of a Thousand Corpses or like 13 Ghosts or something. And it was like a woman looking in the mirror and like this ghostly thing behind her. And for some reason that freaked me out and I started crying and I didn't sleep by myself for like 6 years.
I get it.
Creep me the fuck out. Don't know what happened.
All right, you were 8, 6 years. you were a teenager by then.
I was in middle school. I was like in 8th grade before I could sleep by myself in the dark.
Absolute beast.
Amen.
I mean, there's other psychology there, but that's what really triggered it.
Ooh, I have a really good one.
Before, I know Gavin also has a good one that's more so coming of age with cell phones. But before we get into that one, because that's a fun one, I'm gonna my really weird one is a show called Mystery Hunters. It was basically like cryptid show for kids, kind of.
I remember and, that.
The only thing I distinctly remember was the girl host being a little baddie for me as a child.
Oh my god!
As a child, I remember I was like, "She's pretty." The scientist guy was a little weird, but
Dan was like, "Why am I pee pee hard?"
As a child, I have to emphasize, as a child. I was a child as well. Please,
Mom, but, come in here. I'm scared.
We got it. You want to sit down for us?
Apparently, there's 78 episodes. I don't remember there being that many. It ran from 2002 to 2009, but I think I remember watching it more from like 2006 to 2009.
I was 10 in 2002.
The one that sticks out the most is they talk about the Thunderbird, I believe.
Nice.
The car. I just feel like I can remember like their voiceover for it. I remember they did a lot of paranormal things, and then I remember the scientist character having like weird mini cutaways, and he basically had like a mini show within the show's universe. And so they would like, I guess for the sake of kids, would like try to debunk paranormal stuff on the fly. It's like, if you hear weird noises at night, it's probably just your house creaking or pipes swelling or et cetera, et cetera. I'm like, bullshit, it's fucking ghosts. You're just trying to steer me off of the path.
Your good looks won't convince me otherwise.
Yeah, I know the truth. You're not telling me otherwise.
I can't be fooled.
I watch Ghost Hunters. I know what's happening.
Right, exactly. Because I was watching Mystery Hunters, but then watching like actual paranormal shows right after that. Because Mystery Hunters is on like Discovery for kids. But either way, Gavin, go for it.
Oh, we can go. John said he had one. If he wants
to. I have so many that I'm going to have to send later.
All right, well, hear me out. We have like 7 minutes to
watch. I understand, right. So I'm not going to say anymore.
Well, I'll bang this out real quick. So
we'll do a creepy media part 2 if you guys are interested. Let us know. Like I said, all of these are prone to part 2s. That's why I like aliens had the Roman numeral 1, because I know we'll do more alien stuff. So yeah. I'll probably give this creepy media 1.
So we were trying to avoid like creepy pastas and things like that, but this is right on the verge of media childhood weirdness, creepypasta realm. So everybody remembers the good old text chains that we used to get back in the day. Smartphones didn't exist. You were lucky if you had a Razor or like a Sidekick. And I think in 5th grade, I got my first cell phone because for like 3 weeks in a row, I had to go to the office to call my mom. And my mom was just sick of it. So she got me one of those like Nokia prepaid bricks. And on that thing, I don't even know what 5th grader I gave my number to and why, but on my Nokia brick, I got a text chain message, and it was just from one guy, because I don't even know if you could do group chats back then. I'm reading it, and I'm like, oh, whatever. It says, it was all this stuff. Girl got pushed into a sewer. I was like, what's going on? Pushed into a sewer. If you don't share this to 10 people, you will also get pushed into a sewer and break, and she will break your neck. And I was like, wait a minute, what the hell? And then it was like, scroll one more, like page 3 of 3. You scroll to the 3rd page, and it was just the most gruesome death picture I've ever seen in my life. And I was like I literally was so scared. I like told my mom, I was like, do I really have to share this? I don't even have 10 numbers in my phone.
The exact same thing.
It happened. It happened to me, traumatizing.
It happened to me in sixth grade, and I had like four contacts. And I was like, I hope this is good enough.
It was like, and then like for the rest of time until, you know, everybody grew up and stopped being fucking obnoxious, you would still get like text chains. Like, if you don't share this, God hates you. And you're like, oh, what?
If you don't share this, your mother will die by the end of the week.
Yeah, like just the most obnoxious shit. But that text chains have to be one of the like defining media things. Yeah, coming of age media things for.
Like, never got a text chain. I got a lot of email chains.
Fair.
Well, I didn't have a fucking email in fifth grade.
I didn't have a phone in fifth grade. I didn't get it till eighth grade, man.
I know, you probably walked around with a slingshot in your back pocket.
Oh my god. My first one was like a singular flip phone. Singular doesn't even exist anymore.
You and Dennis the Menace.
We were tight, bro. We were tight.
Walking around on a pogo stick.
I would have died.
But no. I gotta bring this back to like middle school era horror. There was this YouTube series called Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, brother.
which to this day causes me extreme discomfort still.
You know, there's like four of them now, if not more.
One of the craziest, like, just ARGs ever.
Mm-hmm. It got developed into a full series by the BBC, and it came out like this year. Jesus, it's all on YouTube for free. I watched the whole thing. It's horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, for sure. I watched it. I remember one of my girlfriend's freshman year of high school showed it to me. She was like, this is super fucking sick. You should check this out. She thought
it was
really cool. She thought she was being super edgy. And I was like, what the fuck did you just send me? And I watched it, and then I again emphasized, what the fuck did you just send me? We only did it for 3 months.
Because of that.
Do you remember, like, the breakdown of it, John? Because I watched all of it, and then I watched, like, an analysis video. Something like the guy with the mop head is, like, a schizophrenic or something. Like, I don't...
Yeah, it's complicated, but basically the setup is that it's set up like a fucking Sesame Street-style show. And, you know, the puppets are being, like, educated like children, and then it goes into fucking overdrive,
mm-hmm.
and basically just devolves into a 5-minute panic attack.
Yeah.
But it's mostly commenting on like the nature of art and creation, but it's like, who gives a fuck? It's just scary.
it's enjoyable though. I really
yeah, no, at the time I was horrified, but now I'm like super into it.
Yeah, it's really cool.
In the same realm, I know it's a big one for people, salad fingers. Like,
I was just gonna say that.
Oh yeah. Lord.
I just wrote it down. It's somewhere here.
Thank you.
Where is it? Salad fingers. I just wrote
goodbye
it.
Eardrums. Yeah. Everybody listening to this, dead. They'd all just crash their cars.
Boom. Nuked in the ears. Jump scare.
Just bleep it out.
Yeah.
Or like put like a really faint sound in there.
Every time Chelsea screams, just play the hymn theme song.
Yes.
It's so fucked.
Chelsea's excited. I was about to say that was really
same concept. Salad Fingers ends up, I think Salad Fingers has like 10 episodes out now, with the creator still wanting to do more.
Are they new ones or old ones? Or are they different? Huh? Are they new or old ones?
They're all, I don't fucking know. I don't know how old or new they are. I don't know.
I watched them in middle school.
The creator, because the YouTube channel Wendigoon did a video essay on it.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah, he did a video essay on it, and he basically, to sum it all up super quickly, I'll link the video, though. It's a super interesting watch. The creator was like, I never had a goal or intention with this. I just make whatever I feel like making, and every day I find out a new story was formed from my videos, and I'm just like, wow, I would have never thought about that. But like, there's post-apocalyptic themes and ideas
behind
it.
I think we need to do a YouTube episode. Because it's not even all horror. There's just so many old YouTube videos that I like. My sister's 4 years older than me that she would show me that, like, to this day I could probably like quote the whole entire video, and it like has shaped my entire personality. All this shit she used to show me, like, And I'm sure it seems deep cut to me, but I'm sure other people know, like, the stuff that we'll say.
Like the generic, like the zombie one with the road, the random car driving down windy road.
Or like, do you guys know Banana Hands?
Nope.
Yes, I feel like I do.
It's like this Austrian, like, group of people. The song's literally called Banana Hands, and it's a song. That. It's it is uncomfy.
Oh, Dan, I have a Salad Fingers fact for you.
Yeah.
So you know that episode of Smiling Friends where they have to help the shrimp? The shrimp is voiced by the guy that does Salad Fingers.
No, it's not. Stop.
Dude. That's pretty sick. I'm being so dead ass.
Oh, it's so sick. Smiling Friends.
I miss Shrimpina.
Where is my Shrimpina?
Yo, Gavin down here does a good impression of the... I don't know his name off the top of my head. The fucking cheese guy from the first episode.
Of what?
Glenn?
I don't know that.
Glenn, did you eat my cheese?
And here's the worst part is like 20 years from now when there's a Bloody Spork Jr. and it's all our kids basically running the show. they're gonna talk about how Smiling Friends is their nightmare fuel, and it's gonna be really upsetting. But like, there's also an entire episode about a demon coming out of the forest, so like, completely just and understandable.
Is that blackface, bro? Hey, dude, bro, get out of here!
Out of here!
No, I'm actually a demon from the forest.
I'm literally a demon from the forest.
You're so old, dude. What the fuck, bro? You're so old. Where's your kids, bro?
If you want an extensive commentary track on Smiling Friends from me, Gavin, and John, please.
It's another Gilbert Godfrey show. The last episode. Or the second to last one.
That is a straight... That's like pure Patreon content right there. It's just episode by episode reviewing Smiling Friends.
I'm serious, man. If you jump out at me like that again, I'm going to hit you.
Dude, I literally told you. I literally warned you, bro.
We could be here all night.
All right. We got a couple more minutes. So if you can quick fire off some ones that are briefly just lickety split. You got any last second thoughts? Go for it. Before I outro.
I gave the game away with mine. That's all mine.
Yeah, I mean, then I'd start getting into, like, video games and shit.
Yeah,
like that,
then we'll be here all night.
I have a lot of shit that you guys aren't going to know anything about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. If you guys didn't know, Chelsea's a bit older than us. So, as our resident millennial, her references are troop deep cuts to us because we just weren't alive. Yeah. So.
Yeah, I was born in 92. I'm 31. I'm pretty old.
Yeah, we're all 98. Babies.
It's crazy. Well, I'm 97. Whoa.
Damn, you old as shit.
Old head. Yeah, Gavin and I already decided we're drinking the Kool-Aid on our 25th, but I hear you.
30's pretty good, man. It's pretty good.
I'm not making this all
the time. Your body's going to hurt. You're going to be tired. But
you think I'm making it? I just told you my grand plan.
Your back is going to hurt so much.
My birthday is May 13th, so the legacy listens better go crazy. All right, Sporkies? That's all I'm saying.
Legacy listens. Jesus
Christ.
If anybody wants to hear some, you know, like, deep cuts from my generation, just let me know. I could talk for a really long time about it. I have a lot written down.
We'll give Chelsea the Instagram and she can go live and just rattle.
I have so many pictures I could post. So many pictures, like clips. You don't have no idea.
First, hey man, you just send whatever. So, probably honestly, the post for this episode will just be the worst images from all of these things. So,
yeah, literally look up the most.
Sorry for the jump scare on your Instagram timeline. Without further ado, I think that's going to do it. So to wrap up, if you don't already, you can follow us on Instagram at Bloody Spork. It's where we prompted you to tell us about the creepy media from your childhood. So if you want to be a part of that next time, follow the Instagram. Same thing. You can follow us on Twitter at Bloody Spork Pod. I also asked on there. And if you want to email us further movie suggestions and or Bloody Spork Spork feeding topics, you can go ahead and email us at bloodysporkpod@gmail.com. Not much else. No, Gavin and I don't have an episode or a movie picked out for next week. Please don't ask. We don't think that far ahead. And that's it for me. If you guys have any last words.
Don't forget to come see us at the Monster Mania Con.
Yeah.
Please come be our friends.
Please come get a sticker. I'm speaking it into existence that I'll make sure that's done.
Please come do our marketing for us.
Everybody that comes and sees us gets a free kiss.
There you go.
Dan.
Prom dance.
I don't think you can touch Dan's hair.
I think Gavin's the only one that could give out kisses at this point, buddy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm legally unable to do that.
John and I are basically taken men, so...
Basically, you might want to say that a little louder.
Either way, without further ado, I'm Dan.
I'm Gavin.
I'm John.
I'm a taken man named Chelsea.
Perfect. And that's going to do it. Bye, Sporkies.
Bye, Sporkies.
We love you.
Bye.